Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this June 14th, 2023. And you have your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by our great friend, Kim Shields from Encourage. I want to say good morning to Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. It's great to see you.
Good to have you here with us. And you brought some friends, as you usually do.
I did. I'm super excited with our guest today.
Let's go ahead and round robin this and introduce yourselves here.
I'm Guadalupe Ansel, and I'm one of the donors for scholarships.
Thanks for being here, Guadalupe. Thank
you. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I'm Autumn, and I am a recipient of that scholarship.
Thank you, Autumn. Appreciate it.
And I'm Kiara Campbell, and I am also a recipient of that scholarship.
Kiara, thank you, and thank you both for being here today. We'll talk with you more in a moment. Kim, I wanted to get an update on Encourage, find out how the team and everybody's doing over there.
We're all doing really great. It's been super busy and wrapping up everything for scholarships for the 2023 season, and we've already had our first zoo program. Mm-hmm. Another one's coming up in a couple of weeks. So been super busy, but it's been great. Thank you.
It doesn't seem like there's a down time of the year for you guys, but it does seem like this is the busier time.
Yes, it definitely is. We actually were on a meeting yesterday and somebody asked about scholarships and thought, so you have a break now. No. It may slow down, but it is a year-round process. Obviously, there are busier times of the year, you know, when I'm working with donors to confirm any changes to criteria, getting all that programmed in with our third-party administrator, and then obviously scholarship review time and the wonderful awards programs. Mm-hmm. And at that award program, I had the privilege of meeting these two young ladies, as well as so many great recipients. And I was telling the girls coming over here, it's just an honor. I mean, it's such a joy. It's so fulfilling, and it really is a pleasure. It's one of my favorite parts of the job.
I've been in radio for a long time, and I've enjoyed my time in radio, but I've never had more of a soul feeling than doing this show here, than doing Midday Magazine. And it's in part because with my skill set, there's not a lot of ways for me to help the world, to impact the world and make it better. But I can talk, I can bring people on that can share their information and put it out there for the masses and all that. And it feels good to be a tiny part of this, what's going on here. I can't imagine how good it must feel to work at Encourage, to be a part of a program like this, and to be such an integral part in carrying on these futures. We talk about this a lot, Kim, and I've done the homework and I double checked. This is the future right here in front of us. These kids are the future. It's the greatest investment any of us can make is helping them and encouraging them and giving them confidence and all the skills that they need to go out there and make this world a lot better, because we have messed it up quite a bit for you guys. I apologize. So it's nice. It's pretty cool to be a cog in that, I would imagine.
It is, and it's just a small role that I play. Mm. But it's great. It's great.
No, how small, but yeah, I'll go with you.
So with that, I mean, everything that I do and we do at Encourage is because of the donors that we have, and we could not do our work without them. And I am just so incredibly grateful and appreciative of those donors that, you know, obviously provide financial support, but when it comes to scholarships, they believe in these students. They believe in their future. They want to invest in our local students and their future and hope that they come back someday. And I'm just so grateful that Guadalupe is here representing one of those donors, and to be able to connect her at the program, the awards program, with the two recipients that are sitting with us and have them on today. It's a full circle moment here, and I'm really, really pleased with that. But a huge thank you to all of the donors that support these scholarships. We could not do this without them. And
you know, it's not just you and I and Guadalupe that get this. It's those donors. It's this community that shows up. It's the people that when they don't have dollars and cents, that they have time that they give to these things and to this. We greatly appreciate it. All of this makes this work, and it takes many hands to make these things happen. So greatly appreciate every one of those.
Yeah,
have some stats for us?
I love stats.
So I knew right away that you had stats over there.
I do. So this year we have 172 scholarships that were being awarded. They totaled $194,000. The minimum award was $500. The maximum is $5,000 this year. So that does vary based on how much is available, how much has been generated through that fund to award. The average scholarship amount out of all those 172 is $1,128. So that has a huge, significant impact for these students. 62% of the students that applied for scholarships this year received at least one scholarship. Mm-hmm. 95% of those people are from our Southwood County area. So we do have
95%.
Yeah, that's 95%. Nice. We do have some scholarships where there's a wider range. Mm-hmm. We have some organizations in Wisconsin, you know, mm-hmm. so they would have a broader range and different recipients, but to have 95% from our area receiving, and it's, they receive other scholarships too, so this is just encouraged scholarships.
Yes.
Yeah. 85% of those recipients are Southwood County graduating high school seniors. So 85% of those recipients will get their foot in the door at college with some financial assistance through Encourage Community Foundation. When we look at demographics, because we try to analyze things a little bit, it's fairly consistent with how our community is made up, which is always good to see. We want to see that students across the board are applying from all different,
backgrounds,
including their economic, impact and levels. So that's always really nice to see that it's, it turns out, and you never really, you don't go in picking that these are the types of kids we want. There are some scholarships that have criteria where financial need is preferred, or it might be required as part of it.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to see when it's not, that it's a really good distribution that, again, aligns with the makeup of the kids that applied.
Yeah, it really fits.
It really does.
Everything in its right place kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So that's always kind of a, we didn't even try that, and it's great.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a big thing that I like to share, right? That since inception, so in 1994, we awarded our very first scholarship for $500. It was one scholarship. So since then, we've awarded 4,220 scholarships, so over 4,200 scholarships, totaling nearly $3.2 million. So that is huge.
Yeah.
The investment in our students and their futures. And again, it goes back to the incredible generosity of the donors.
You do this to me all the time. I'm the one, I'm supposed to be talking and you make me speechless. how am I supposed to fill the time here? That is a number that I can't imagine anybody out there hearing and not being taken back by.
Right.
In a good way, in a really good way. That's something.
Yeah,
that
I'm
is really
always
cool.
Blown away by that. And then not just seeing the number, but knowing what went into it, the investment and the impact that it's going to have on those students.
And, you know, there's a million great causes out there, and there's a lot of things that you can put your time, your money, your effort into. A lot of these things, though, sometimes can feel a little, well, there's so much in the world, or this topic is so big, what can I do? How can I impact it? How can I make a difference? And it feels good to know you're not alone on these things. With something like this, it really comes home. You really do see that strangers helping strangers and people adding to this that you maybe never even met or know, but they believe in the same thing you believe in, that they see the same thing you do. This is a need. Let's take care of it. Let's get this done. I admire that. I think that's really cool. And it's something I'll never get tired of. I refuse to normalize that.
Right.
I never want it to become so, oh, that's cool, and then just move on. No, that's amazing. In this day and age that we still have people giving a dang, that we still have people caring about these things, that means a lot. It says something. Hopefully we encourage others to be a part of this because it's a good feeling and we want you to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And we do have, we have a lot of named funds. We have over 100 funds for scholarships. But we also have a general scholarship fund. And people can help support that. And they can help support the administrative needs that are required to run the program. So there are other ways that people can support, no matter what amount. And again, if they don't have the financial resources, the support in any way they can, their time, supporting somebody, cheerleading behind the scenes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Encouragement, support, cost nothing, can mean everything.
Absolutely.
I'll say it to the day I die. You brought in some great friends here.
Did
you have other stats? I'm sorry, I didn't want to scoot past
that
you
was
there.
That was my final big stat.
Okay, all right. Because I'm looking forward to talking to Guadalupe. You know
absolutely.
I am. You know who I am.
Yep.
Guadalupe Ansel joining us in a bit of a donor lens here, which I like that terminology, by the way, Kim. I like that. Guadalupe, thank you for being here. Appreciate the time. Thanks a lot. I know it can get a little warm in here, so I appreciate you putting up with that. Thank you. Why did they set up a scholarship for this? What was the initial intention of this?
My initial intention?
Yes.
First of all, thank you, James, for having us today. As in my experience in teaching, mm-hmm. I was an elementary English as a second language mm-hmm. teacher. Mm-hmm. And in that experience, I had students who really did not have a focus on college. I would ask them, you know, as you do all little kids, mm-hmm. you say, well, what would you like to be when you grow up? Well, they were not ever in the realm of, I can make it to college. Mm. It was, I can have this kind of job or this kind of job, but college was not there. Mm. So I started thinking, how do I plant a seed? Mm-hmm. Remember when we used to say plant
yes.
the seeds?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do I plant those seeds so that they know they can go on to college?
Yeah.
And I started asking myself, well, are there really opportunities for minority students out there?
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted Tom Marshall, mm-hmm. who at the time was a guidance counselor at Lincoln High School. And I asked Tom about scholarship opportunities for minority students. And he said, well, I'm really not the person to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
You really should go and talk to the people at what is now Encourage, but at that time was the Community Foundation of Southwood County. What a mouthful. Good. I'm so glad we changed it to Encourage. And so he said, go and talk to the people at Encourage. They will have all the answers to your questions. So I headed over and I met with Kelly Ryan, who was the CEO at the time, and with Mary Wirtz, who was the Director of Donor Programs. And Mary and Kelly explained the process to me. It was extremely easy to set up a scholarship fund. And I knew then, okay, this is going to be how I'm mm-hmm. going to impact
mm-hmm.
these students. And even if it wasn't these exact students that I had in my classroom, it would impact somebody.
Yeah.
So I started the scholarship in, 1999? I established a scholarship in 1999, so that's a 24-year relationship mm-hmm. with Encourage, mm-hmm. and still going strong and a very valuable relationship.
From your unique perspective of teaching, you were literally on kind of the ground floor for something like this, for a scholarship for this. Journalistically, I have to mention, as an ethnic person, as a kid who came from a very poor neighborhood in Chicago, that didn't see a lot of these kind of things, that didn't see, grew up at a time where people just weren't paying attention to this stuff.
Right.
I'm not going to say that they didn't care. That's getting into a person's heart, and I can't do that. But I can say that their actions showed that they did not care about ethnic people. Just being blunt, mm-hmm. all right? That's just coming from me. We're in a new age. We're in a new time. It'd be one thing for me in my old stomping grounds in Chicago to have something like this and to hear something like this. There is a lot of that, and that's great. It means so much to have this here in central Wisconsin.
Exactly.
It's such a needed thing. It's such a vital thing. If anything else, to bring some attention to this subject is nice, let alone to have the impact that it's had. I mean, not even knowing some of the stats or the numbers or anything, I guarantee that it's had a huge impact. But I'm sure you can tell us a little bit more about that, the impact of this scholarship.
Well, what we've done is establish a scholarship, because if I was asking my students to dream big and or dream bigger, then I need to be part of that solution.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's good.
So my husband and I said, let's give them a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. Let's give them a stepping stone where it leads them towards that goal. And if that's just one thing that we do, you know, it makes an impact. And so the focus was in trying to help graduating seniors to make it to their passion, mm-hmm. to look at that goal of what can I do for my future self, just like Kiara and Autumn have. Mm-hmm. You know, they have their passions in the medical field. Mm-hmm. And my students needed to know you can be more than just this. So, and you were talking about being a minority. I am a minority, mm-hmm. and I was also the first in my family to go to college.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
And so we decided that this was the way to give back to the community.
Yeah. It's the, if you need anything else, the old phrase, a rising tide raises all boats. We're talking about kids here, and it should not be broken down to anything other than kids, just young people. But if you want to look, break it down by, you know, creed or income or any of these things, that's fine. But when you do that, all boats need to be risen here. And this is doing that. This is representing that. This is giving a little more representation. This is getting a little bit more of, hey, we don't want anybody left behind. We don't want anybody not having an opportunity to continue their education if they want to, and to follow and chase those dreams down if they want to. Do you have an idea of how many people that have taken in this scholarship, or any stats with that or anything? Because I don't even know where you'd begin to put that together. I imagine that's a big number.
So I could run a report, but I actually did not run that particular report.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
No,
I'm sorry.
But I will give that information to Guadalupe.
we're confident it's a big number. Yeah. You've been doing this a long time, yeah. 20 years and stuff. So
right, 24 years of scholarships. We started with awarding just one $500 scholarship, mm-hmm. and just like you mm-hmm. encouraged it. And then when the fund grew, and your fund does grow because of the investments that mm-hmm. With Encourage, your fund does grow. And so then that enabled us to now award two scholarships every graduating season.
Got a wow. significant amount.
Yeah, yeah.
And it the impact then I of 24 years, I haven't kept track, but I do keep track of whom I've yeah. given scholarships yeah. to. Mm. So I have a book. Mm. So they go in the book. Adam
that's
and
beautiful.
Kiara.
That's beautiful. I love that. Oh, that's
they
cool.
They go in the book. Yeah. So I do keep track
Very
of that,
cool.
but I have never counted. And that's a good question.
I will get that for you.
Actually, and I think it's a great answer. It shows you how long you've been doing this. It shows you how big of an impact it is that you didn't have just a number right at your, oh, it was this much or
right.
something. You've been, I mean, that's actually a better answer than giving me numbers, I think. That's a great answer that, I don't know, we've been doing this so long, we've helped so many people that who knows what that number is. And maybe the most important part of that is that you're keeping the track of the names.
Yes.
I love that. I think that's, I don't think anybody would expect that, but I think that's really cool. I think that's awesome that you're doing that.
Thank you. We do ask all of the students to write a thank you note, a personal thank you note to their donor. And sometimes it's a committee if the person, you know, original donor has passed. But those thank you notes mean a lot to the donors,
oh, yes.
and they do hang on to them. There's another donor that also has a book. And if a student sends a picture and they have that and they share that with their family. So we hear wonderful stories about that. We cannot stress enough how important it is to form that relationship, to thank them, maybe to write a note, you know, how their first year went, second year, whatever, just to keep them informed.
Whether she's listening or not, my Jewish mother is smiling so big right now at the thank you cards and making sure that you give thank you cards and everything. So you've got some points there.
Yeah.
Guadalupe, thank you again. Did you have something else you wanted to say?
I just want to say that there are students that have written to us about their years, their first year in college. And I had one boy one young man who wrote me for a whole year just to tell me what he was doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah. So it does, it really is important.
Yeah. This is, this is the kind of stuff that there are no words for. There are things in life that you feel, that you experience, that you cannot put to words. This is one of those things. There's no way to really word it completely. It's a feeling. It's an emotion. It's the look on Guadalupe's face right now. It's that kind of thing. That's what it is. Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm going to put these guys on the spot now. I'm joking. Autumn, Kiara, thank you very much for being here. Really do appreciate the time. And if you don't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit about the recipient experience. First up, before we get into too much of that, would you mind giving us a little bit of your origin stories, a little bit about yourselves, a brief bio, your high school you graduated from, that sort of thing. Autumn, I'll start with you.
So I graduated from Nakusa High School. With this, I plan to go on to UW-Eau Claire and enter into the pre-medicine program with an undergraduate in psychology.
Nice. Jeez. It's impressive. That's just impressive. Sorry. It's really cool. Way to go. Kiara, how about you?
I also graduated from Nakusa High School, and I am planning to attend Winona State University to major in nursing. I have always wanted to be a nurse, specifically in postpartum OB, after birth.
Both of you are going into needed fields, and that's nice to hear. That's encouraging to hear right there. But also really like fields that are growing too. So I would say that job security, I would say that some of those things is things that are right there in line for some of the stuff that I think of instantly. But not knowing you, I appreciate you mentioning that, Kiara, that was something you've always wanted. Autumn, is this a field that from a young age you wanted to be a part of?
No. So I knew from a young age that I did want to help women. Ultimately, I do want to end up being an OBGYN. But my sophomore year of high school, my sister was in an accident that left her with a spinal cord injury at her L1. Just seeing the team like at the hospital help her and everything, that ultimately I knew that was something I wanted to be a part of.
Right on. And I feel for your sister, but I one of the things that I think is one of the most beautiful things I think in life is when you see somebody take tragedy and turn it into something beautiful. It's the human experience. It's something that we all have to learn to do. You learned it at a young age, it sounds like, and that is very cool to hear. That is a really smart move of yours and just a really cool thing that you want to do that. How about for you, Kier? You mentioned it a little bit, but was this something that you wanted to do from a young age?
Well, yeah, I have always wanted to be a nurse. When I was in sixth grade, I was sent here to live with my grandparents. And ever since then, I've always wanted to, I don't know, I've always wanted to help people. Like, I am a lifeguard right now. I got my lifeguard certification, and I feel like that's kind of a direction into going into, like, medical, potentially. When I was younger, there were times where I did not feel like I was helped and supported, I guess, in the way that I would want, and so I kind of just want to move that and give that to others.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Completely get that. I think a lot of us can relate to that in different ways, and a lot of you out there can relate to that. I want to, first off, congratulations on graduation. Congrats, you guys. That's awesome. Yes. Way to be. Nice job. Yes. A real big congratulations. Go Papermakers. Want to get that out there as well. I want to ask about the impact of the scholarship, how it feels, these sort of things. I want to start, though, with something that Kim and I actually touched on before. What it means to have somebody believe in you. I think that as we get older, we forget these things a little bit more and more, and we tend to build on our own self-esteem, make our own self-esteem in these things. At a young age, it's so much more impactful to have somebody that maybe is a friend or a family member, but especially when it's a community member, it's a stranger, and they're saying, hey, I believe in you. I think what you guys are doing is great, it's impactful, and you're going to make a great future. What does that mean, though, to have that?
So when I received the scholarship, it was very rewarding to finally feel like, not, I wouldn't say finally, but to know, like you said, that someone is believing in me and, you know, and they've just read like my little essay, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is really nice. A lot of, I am one of my sister was the first in our family to go to college. So going to college and telling people, like, I'm going to be a doctor and everything. Like, I want to be a doctor. Like, everyone asks me, like, what my plan B is. Like, what's my fallback, you know? And I guess, the first time I heard it, I didn't think much of it. Mm-hmm. And when I start to, like, kind of have it sink in and everything, I guess failure became more of a possibility.
Yeah.
And
a concern, I would think.
Yeah. So to receive the scholarship and to know that there are people that, you know, are putting time and effort into my career and my future, it really does give me the confidence that I need, the push that I need to continue going on.
Thank you for sharing that. Kiara, how about you?
Like Autumn had said, like someone giving their effort and confidence and putting that onto you because they took the time and out of their day to read something that you wrote and they really care, it feels really great. It means a lot to me because I will be the first person attending and finishing college.
Right on.
In my family, my mom immigrated from Indonesia, so I am also like a part of an ethnic group as well, and none of my family has gone to college. So that does mean a lot to me.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you word something like that? How do you, you know, I mean, it's actually a horrible question on my part. It's like I put you guys in a horrible spot. No, I'm joking. But it is one of those things, again, going back to that, where I understand this is an audio medium, but there are certain things that you just feel. And I know you're feeling it out there. I know you're hearing these guys talk and feeling some of that. I don't know how you can't. If you have a pulse, you are. How has this helped you? We've talked about the encouragement, the support, those things. I think the financial part of it is understood. We're all adults. We all understand that everybody can use an extra buck or two, let alone in a college situation and everything. But how has it helped you outside of that?
I mean, like I said before, I think that it really has motivated me. And just to have that, like, those people that do understand the struggles and do believe in everything. And even when they can't give, like, they still find a way to. And yeah. It's just, it really does mean a lot. And there's a lot of feeling in it and a lot of respect, too. Like, I guess it really just
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Yeah.
Yeah. I know we, like you said, we already talked about the financial part, but it just helps me mentally also just mm-hmm. like feel that there's someone there like that wants to help and that wants yeah. to. And I have a lot of respect for you as well. And I'm super appreciative. And Autumn and I are both super thankful that we were considered and everything. And this will help us pursue our dreams of what we mm-hmm. wanted to do.
Right on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Very well done, you two. Very nice work. Don't get too good at this. I need this job. Please, please do not get too good. Thank you both for being here today. I do appreciate the time. Kim, we've talked about a lot today. There is plenty more that we could talk about, but as far as people that want to, you know, maybe they want to be a part of this, maybe they want to come up with a scholarship themselves or just something else to do with Encourage possibly, how can they get in touch with you?
We'd love to have a conversation with anybody interested. The phone number is 715-423-3863, or they can connect with us via email at hello@encouragecf.org.
Autumn, Kiara, wishing the best to you. Take the world by storm. Enjoy yourselves and looking forward to seeing what you guys do. Thank you again for the time.
Thank you.
Guadalupe, we appreciate you. Thank you not only for the years of teaching in this community, but all the other things that you and your family have done. Really appreciate you. Thanks for being here today. And I'm sorry it was so hot.
Thank you. And it was a pleasure being here.
Good to see you, Kim. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.